Hi guys, happy Sunday and happy Valentine's. Valentine's is tomorrow, so happy Sunday, happy Valentine's in advance, and happy day. At least you'll be listening to it on the day. My name is Ozeomaya. Welcome to my podcast. I'm very happy to be recording this. So I have recorded this particular podcast like 2 times, and each time I feel like, oh my god, I was oversharing or I was saying too much. And I hope that this is the last time, because I have just got back from church. I'm so tired. Church still was really lengthy, and I have a very long day tomorrow, so I really want to try and sleep before joining the 2 meetings that I have to join tonight. So actually 3, I just remembered another Zoom prayer call. So let's get right into it. So last year was the first time that I was putting out a podcast episode for Valentine's Day. And it was my most listened to, like literally it's like the highest most listened to episode, and the difference between it is literally times 3 of the second highest most listened to podcast ever. And I'm like, you people love Lovo. Anyways, I'm sorry to bust your bubble. As you may know, if you listen to last year's episode, I was taken or as in a relationship, but now I return myself. If you get it, lovely. If you don't get it, forget about it. Regardless of that, I still want to share a few things. It's just going to be a bit more deeper in terms of like perspective. And I hope that I don't overshare in this episode, because if I do and I listen to it and I don't like it and I try to put it out, that's it. I don't think I'll put up anything again. Anyways, like I did last year, I'm going to be talking to... Last year, I spoke to 2 categories. I actually would recommend if you listen to it, to the single guys and to the boot up guys. And this year, I'm going to be talking to the boot up guys and to the single guys, but with like a subset of the single guys. So people who... are heartbroken or have broken hearts or have had to let go of a relationship or love or something like that, literally. So that's what I'm going to be talking about, and so yeah, stay tuned. So first of all, to the put up guys, I mean, I would always say, I've always said this, Valentine's is just one day, right? I think that lots of people used to be much happier than they are now, or people generally used to be happier than they are now because of social media. I'm actually convinced that if I do a study or if I run research using like data of, I don't know, there's this thing I read about one time, happiness index, I don't know how reliable that is, we realize that lots of people are sadder today. I mean, that's not news anymore, and I blame social media for most of it. Or maybe not social media in terms of like the concept, but in the way that we have interacted with social media and how social media has become such a huge part of my life. And I'm saying this because like on social media, everyone is putting up the best snippets of their lives for the most part, right? I mean, there's those people who record themselves crying for one thing or the other, and it's a really weird concept, especially like if it's in the heat of the moment. I'm like, how do you remember to carry up a camera? So most people typically put up the best snippets of their lives, and you know what usually happens is that when we go on social media, subconsciously what we're doing is we oftentimes compare the best snippets of these people's lives that we're watching, scrolling constantly, with the entire existence of ours. Do you understand? So someone has just gotten engaged and you don't know like the story of their relationship. It might be totally blissful and no problems at all, but let's assume that at that time you're going through a rough patch in your relationship, and then you're like, why is my own life like this? Why is my case different? But the truth of the matter is you don't know how many rough patches they've had to be through in their own relationship to get to where they're saying where they are now that you're seeing on social media. I'm saying all of this to say, in summary, I don't really have a long message for the boot up guys. I would just say be careful not to take out anger on your partner or be passively aggressive. I mean, like, or compare your partner, even if it's subconsciously, because of what you're seeing on social media. Like, understand that whatever token or grand gesture you receive tomorrow or whenever it is that Valentine's is, it's not always a measure of the health of your relationship. Even though I have to say at this point that I truly believe that true love gives. So yes, do with that information with whatever it is you want to do with it. But true love gives. But sometimes the person is not in the capacity or in a space where they can give to you the way they would like to. So obviously perspective. So that's all I have to say. You guys have fun. Remember the children of whom you are. No bad behavior allowed. Amen. Amen. Someone said one time, anyways, let me not go into that. So yes, that's what I have to say about the boot up guys. So for the singles, those that have forever been single, born single, currently single, will intend to forever be single, those who are single by choice, those who are single by circumstances, those who are single by relocation, those who are single by heartbreak, those who are single by whatever it is, I'm going to be talking to you guys. And I don't know, this might be mixing up with the third group of people, but I'll try to like keep it separate. And I know, like, honestly, like, I feel like singles have been hearing so much. If you went to church, you probably heard about it. Jesus is, you know, or God is who defines you, obviously. So don't feel bad. Jesus himself was a single person while he was on earth, blah 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 blah. So I mean, you've been hearing so much, so I'm just going to add a little bit more, or maybe it's just important for some emphasis. I know, like, I've been single most of my life, literally most of my life, short of a couple of months, well, a year and some. And I can tell you that there is always that tendency for you to be like, God, when? No, like, jokes apart, when is it actually going to be my turn? When will I trend on Twitter that somebody's son turned my house to Gouda Ultimate Search? And with every turn, I was seeing gifts and every under the bed gift. When will it actually be my turn to turn my house to Gouda Ultimate? When will it be my turn? And I get that feeling, right? But I also want to say that there's actually so much more to life than being married. To be honest, in a lot of circles, and I dare say, because I've been a Christian most of my life and I've been in quite a number of Christian circles, so I guess I may be qualified to talk about this. I feel like in a lot of Christian circles, especially like where there are young people, marriages can be a bit overvalued. I love marriages. I want to get married someday, hopefully. I believe that marriage is such a beautiful institution, but I feel like a lot of times they are just overemphasized. And so almost every time, every youth conference is half of the time we're talking about love, relationship. And maybe that's okay, because obviously that's what most people are going through in their lives. But sometimes I just want breathers. Like sometimes I'm invited to like seminars by friends and whatnot. And if I just see love and relationship, I'm like, people should tell me how to make money. People should tell me how to be closer to God. Do you understand? So yeah. There's so much more to life. Of course, relationships are such an important part of life. Community is how God intends for us to live. God did not intend for, you know, human beings to live in silos and in isolated places. God wants for us to live, you know, as in community. And truth of the matter is, you can find that in lots of other forms of relationships. You can find that in your family. You can find that in good, healthy friendships. And, you know, both of the opposites, whether of the same sex or opposite sex, like, you can have healthy friendships, you can have healthy family members, you can have healthy housemates, you can have a healthy church members, people. You can find love in so many other forms apart from romantic relationships. So it's very important that is sorted in the head of like anybody who is single at the moment, because I feel like a lot of times we overrate it. Now, having said that, I would say, particularly to like Christians, it's okay to desire it. I've said all of this, but I still want. See, there's nothing in this life that can make me give up on love. It's not possible. So I honestly, like, still earnestly desire to get married, at least at this stage of my life, right? So it's a good thing. It's okay for you to say Jesus is enough for you, and at the same time you honestly earnestly crave like a marriage relationship, right? So it's not either or thing. But having said that, I would say again, I'm saying lots of buts, I hope I'm making sense. I know I'm making sense. beyond seeking out a good relationship, beyond desiring for it, it's very important to understand the importance of getting it right. I do a lot of mini counseling here and there, mostly for like teenagers, but also for like young adults. When I say young adults, maybe people in their like early 20s, not on an official basis, so I just like have a company, just chat. And one thing that I've noticed is that a lot of people don't seem to understand the weight of the concept of marriage. So yesterday was supposed to be my Sabbath. Sabbath is a concept I'm trying to is a real concept, but it's something I'm trying to incorporate in my life, where I actually take off a day. I knew that it's almost impossible for me to do the whole 24 hours, but I try to take out a huge chunk of the day of the week and actually just rest and de-stress and just relax. And so yesterday was that kind of day for me, even though part of it was me setting up a machine that I got. And so towards the end of the evening, you know, after I'd rested, slept, I wanted to like Netflix and chill. So I've been hearing too much about the Tinder Windler, and I feel like I already know the storyline because obviously spoilers everywhere. And as I was starting to watch it, I got to a point where I didn't even start it, to be honest. I didn't even start the actual film. That beginning part where one lady was narrating something. And I think she said something along the lines of the kind of love that she has come to know, or that she has come to love, or the love she grew up to know was the Disney kind of love. And I just smiled, and that was it. I didn't watch the movie again. I didn't watch the movie again because I was checking it out, to be honest. And I was also anticipating that I would just be upset when I'm watching the way the guy was swindling them. And I know it's very easy to be like, obviously, those people are dumb. Obviously, if you're not dumb, why would somebody swindle you of your money? Until you're in love and you find yourself also doing equally silly things and you're like, ah, now maybe this. Anyways, I digressed. Marriage is such a huge and important thing, and it's not something that should be taken lightly. No. And after, you know, not watching that movie, I later on watched the movie. Yeah, an old movie I watched a couple of times. Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club. And it's a funny movie because obviously funny, but it's also a deep story. And when I finished watching that movie, it was such a reflective, I was reflecting, you know, just meditating for a bit. And I was like, a lot of times when we think of marriage, relationships, and why we should go on into, from dating into marriage, I think sometimes we don't understand the fact that this decision is beyond me. Like, if it's only me, some people might be willing to, me, I'm not, but some people might be willing to say, okay, let me suffer through, let me manage. But the point is, it's not only about you. I mean, except you've decided that you don't want kids, right? But if you want to, like, raise a family, you need to understand that this is, whoever I'm choosing to settle down with will be the eventual father or mother of my kids. Now, that's very deep if you think about it. Secondly, I believe as Christians, like, marriage is an institution through which God does some form of intergenerational transfer. And because of that, you just can't marry anybody. It's not about you anymore. It's bigger than you. Do you understand? I hope that is coming out right. It's bigger than you. And so because of this, I feel like understanding that if I settle for this person, even though there's like 2 good days and the remaining 5 days of the week, I'm wondering what I'm doing in this relationship, is beyond you. Do you understand? So I hope that this particular point gives you the courage, if you know that you're in a relationship where you could do better. I mean, and I'm not even talking about, obviously, I'm not looking or talking about, you know, you seeking out a near perfect or a perfect human being. I'm not perfect. Like, people that are close to me know that, oh my God, sometimes my brain used to do somehow sometimes, you get. But I'm talking about, you know, for instance, you're in a relationship that is abusive, whether physically or emotionally. And emotional abuse is so rampant. In fact, let me not even go into it. Or you're in a relationship where you're not certain of this person's commitment to you. Or you're in a relationship where you are unequally yoked. And I'm not just talking about, oh, believer or believer. I'm talking about, you really see yourself, like, let's say you're on a level 10. And I'm saying it across, like, different things, not just career or anything. And it takes you so much effort. The time you spend in that relationship is 70-80% of the time you're trying to just get this person up to speed, even in terms of how they feel about you, even in terms of life. I'm like, is this how you're going to be doing for the rest of, I don't know, that's a different point. It's the same thing, but yeah. So final point I would say to you single guys is, you guys are like the most lucky set, to be honest. Like, we are the most lucky bits because we haven't made this commitment yet. And if you have been in close proximity with anyone who's struggled through their marriage, even though it's like, it might be in the past or currently struggling, you will see that, if I'm angry now, I can off my phone, enter my room, lock my door, sleep. But if you're in a relationship, you're in the house, how do you want to, anyways? I hope that what I'm saying is right. I'm overflowing it because it's very important. Please, it's not something to say, oh yeah, let's manage and go. No, beyond that is beyond you as well. So I've overflowed this enough. So I hope you guys have fun. I hope you guys, I don't know, use Valentine's to do self-care or whatever it is. And then the last group of people, people that have been heartbroken or people that have broken hearts. And I'm saying it 2 ways because, you know, sometimes when people break up from a relationship, it's not a case of, oh, they were served breakfast or breakfast was served. Sometimes, like in my case, it was a mutual decision to say, you know what, either to have tried, you know, my G, thank you so much, God bless you, from now henceforth, let's go our separate ways. And Even though, I mean, there were other, it wasn't that simple, to be honest with you. I'm trying to remind myself not to overshare. But I would say the first thing is being kind with yourself and cry if you have to, but don't let grief have a hold over you. I remember that it took me a couple of weeks to get to the point where I finally had the discussion and said, you know what, this is, I think this is heading in the direction that I'm not sure about, so please can we make a decision too? And you know, and it took me a couple of weeks to get to that point. And for those weeks, I was just preparing myself, you know, because I know that, you know, you can, when you love and you let go of a relationship or you break up, the fact that you're crying is proof, most times it's proof of fact that you loved truly. So I mean, it's not a bad thing that you should avoid like the plague and be like, oh my god, I'm not crying, one single tear you not see from your eyes. Like, I don't understand what you're trying to be strong for. Like, sometimes when you cry and let it go, I mean, that's even how you heal. So why are you trying to pent up? Who are you trying to be strong for? Please, like, I beg, like, there's no award for the most cold-hearted breakfast supper or something like that. No, be kind with yourself. And then I would say again that healing is a non-linear process. I was sharing with a friend yesterday and I was like, sometimes you do well, and it's not just about breakup, like healing generally. So I may have said in one of my episodes last year that I went through surgery for my knee, and after that I was going through physiotherapy for months, you know, for a very long period of time. In fact, it was a very long period of time. And I realized that sometimes you feel like, oh my god, I'm making progress, like just right after surgery I couldn't walk, but now I'm taking steps, one step, and then after one step, wow, I'm working with my two legs now, wow, oh wow, I'm able to climb the staircase now. And then you might just want to do something that is very simple and you realize that, oh my god, like your knee could snap or you could feel pain and it feels like you're back at level zero. That's how it feels when you're healing from your heartbreak. You're like, oh my god, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'm so happy, yay. And then one day something just happens and you're like, as in, it can be the most ridiculous things and you just like break down again. Listen, that is okay, you're actually doing well. Yes, like it is part of the process. The linear the healing path has lots of detours, but it is still on that same path of healing. So don't fall into the trap of feeling like, oh my god, I'm doing terribly well. No dear, you are doing excellently well. Okay, it is part of, that's how it is. And then the third thing I would say is I think in the Christian circle, which is where, like I said, I've been Christian most of my life, I feel like people say things like, you know, be very intentional when you're getting into a relationship. Yes, of course, I believe that if you don't see yourself marrying somebody as is, I don't think you should venture into the relationship. Now, having said that, there is times when you need to give it some buffer or time to prove your idea of you and this person, to be honest. Like, and I feel like a lot of people, because of that concept of, oh, I want to marry my first boyfriend, I used to be like that as well, or oh, I want to marry like the first person that I date, or me, I don't want to have any, do you understand? And because of that concept, a lot of people stay back in relationships that they know in their heart about that this one is not, it's not the best that I can get, this is not God's best for me. And I'm just saying it to let you know that it's okay for you to date and be single again. Like, that's the whole point. I'm not saying jump from relationship to relationship, but I'm saying when you're getting into it's called dating intelligently. You can check out that book by Pastor Laju Irene. I read it in 2017-2018, has blessed my life, and I think I should read it again actually. And so dating is time for you to check out stuff, like see things. Like me, there were times when things were happening, and you know, of course, like it's not like somebody annoyed you, not be keeping register, right? I had to unlearn that, you know, in the early days. But I also got to a point where there were things that were deal breakers for me, and when I saw it three times, I'm like, no, there are patterns that are not easily changed, that are not easily, I don't know how to explain that, there are patterns or habits that you can't easily change in people. And I don't know, you might think you are, but me, I'm not the Holy Spirit. That's not who I am. So I can't change anybody. Do you get what I mean? So it's very important for us to understand that it's okay for you to date and it's okay for you to not date again. It is a normal part of life. Even as a Christian, nobody should make you feel like, oh my god, you made a mistake. And yes, I mean, you may have made a mistake, and oh my god, I really hope that what I'm saying is making sense. I hope it's piecing together nicely. I remember that when, you know, I first had to got out of that relationship, I started to feel very bad. And when I assessed the reason why I was feeling bad, I was feeling bad. Like, it was 60% me being very upset with myself, 70% even than about anything else or anybody else. And I had to get to a point where I said, Uzioma, this is pride. And I'll explain. Pride is you saying, oh my God, I can't believe that I had an error in judgment. And who do you think you are? Who do you think you are that you cannot have an error in judgment? Like, even God, when he created the heavens and the earth, right, created human beings, he got to a point in, I think, Genesis 6, I don't know, human beings became corrupted because, you know, the sons of men, heaven were, of God, were coming to, like, sleep with, like, daughters of men, and so they were breeding something that was just a corrupt brand or a corrupt breed of human beings that could not be controlled. And so it got to a point where God himself regretted that he made man. Did you get so, please, who are you not to, I mean, catch yourself in your steps or your tracks and say, no, this is not what I want. Please, like, we need to be kinder to ourselves. We need to be, I mean, like, once I realized that, that's the reason why I'm like, please, girl, yes, you made a mistake, or yes, there was an error in judgment at some point, and you need to just let go. Now, having said all of this, I've said so much. I hope that this is really adding value and blessing you. I'd say that, you know, moving on, three things and then we round up. Don't give room for offense. I feel like in times like this, and I would actually recommend a video that I shot or I did on my YouTube, the last video on my YouTube actually, talking about moving on from a breakup as a Christian. I would actually recommend that. I filmed that a few weeks before my own breakup, or a couple of weeks before my breakup, and I think it will really bless you. So I feel like in offense relation, in a case where you're offended or you are the one that caused offense, whatever side of the equation you are on, when offense comes into the play, it's no longer about me and, I don't know, Nebuchadnezzar broke my heart, so me and you were not talking. It's a case of me and offense and how offense can be a tool from the devil to hinder my work with God. I hope I'm not getting too deep, but I believe that offense is a trap of the devil. When you get to a point where you're offended and you're so angry at somebody or at yourself, see, like, whatever it is you are doing, leave it and prioritize that forgiveness, literally. And I know forgiveness is not like popcorn. Put it in the microwave and boom, wow, out. Forgiveness. No. Sometimes it takes a while, sometimes it takes a process, but prioritize that process. Like, you need to get yourself rid of offense as fast as you can, because offense is like what causes cancer in human beings. I'm not even joking. Like, it can, for me, I found that I affect everything that I'm doing. It affects my prayer time, it affects my academics, it affects my work. I'm not able to function. I'm like, for what? Do you understand? So you need to get to a point where you let go of offense at yourself as well, because like I said, that was the 70% of my own dealing. Forgiving yourself and letting it go, and then forgiving whoever it is that may have been involved in the process of hurt that has happened to you. And then the second to the last thing I would say is, now be clear on what you want. Now, having been through like situations like that, I feel like my list of things I wanted in a husband were very precise. You know, he has to be a believer, he has to be this, he has to be that, he has to be that, he has to be very precise. And then after that, I became so much more precise, because people that used to do goal setting, they will talk about SMART goals, right? One of the acronyms, I think, is what? Specific goals. So you need to be very specific about, and this helps because obviously, like, when you come out of that space and you are healing and you're done healing, you want to be careful that you're not making the same mistake again. And if you've not had a quiet assessment of yourself, even your own faults in the matter, and, you know, the kind of things that you want to avoid, you might end up making the same mistakes over and over again. And then finally, I would say, you can love again. Guys, let me tell you, like, I think it was a few days, I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I mean, it is what it is, right? A few days after the breakup, I realized that I was in church, and I was I just saw this really cute person, like, on the worship team, like, and I was like halfway. The person was Odogwu. They enter my eye. Odogwu was already entering the eye finish. I was like, oh my God, Uzioma, how can they just serve you breakfast? An instrumentalist is entering your eyes. Can you be focused? I thank God for the mask, because I literally had a very good laugh at myself. And I mean, like, that's the thing. Like I said earlier, I don't know what kind of breakup will make me say I'm not loving again. And I guess that's because that's the way God made us, to be love beings. So, I mean, it might be terrible now, but listen, what you seek is out there. Take it from me. Believe me, what you seek is out there. And in rounding up, I would say everything good will come eventually. And if you want God's best, then you need to understand that it will be on His terms and in his own time. It might not be on your terms. It might not be the way you want it to happen. It might be like from a most unexpected like place. And it might be at a time when you're like, oh my God, I really want it now, now. But God is like, if I give you the person that you want me to give you now, you might ruin it. Do you understand? So that's the end of my very long episode. How many minutes did I do? Let me see. Wow. 25. I guess it's worth it. So in summary, you guys, please take care of yourself. I have a very adventurous day tomorrow. I'm going to be visiting a city that I have not visited in this England, and I've always wanted to since I came in. It was on my bucket list, and then God being so kind, I got some things to do there that's going to take me there. So it's going to be a day trip. I'll be out very early tomorrow and back super late, and I'm so excited. Like, I'm just very happy about, you know, the fact that I'll be on that adventure. So whatever it is that makes you happy, I guess, indulge, as long as it's healthy and it's safe, and most importantly, find a way to be an extension of God's love to other people. There's people around you that are hurting. Send stuff to your single friends, send stuff to people that you know, to widows around you. I saw an amazing initiative by Onyeka Ogwu, OGWU, Onyeka ONYEKA _ OGWU on IG, and I, for widows this Valentine's season, and I think it's a very, very good opportunity to support people. And, you know, just look outside of yourself and, you know, give love in the most amazing ways to as many people, your housemates, you know, people on the road, the homeless people that you see on the corners of your streets, and watch that love, you know, flow right back to you. Okay, guys, signing out here. Peace. Wish you all the best, and cheers. Bye-bye.